Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge the Hodge Podcast Radio. Tonight here, we're with the podcast radio show, The Messenger, Speak with the Messenger. As always, I've got my esteemed big brother, Messenger Rondaya, out of New Jersey with us. Hey, brother.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
And we have Sister Purr out of Columbus, Ohio, on the line with us tonight also. How you doing tonight, sister?
I am blessed, Brother Hodge.
Good deal. Yeah, I just had to throw the messenger. We went back in the day. I remember, boy, there was a time when you was not going to get in the messenger car to go anywhere without hearing your daily dose of John P. Key. So that said, you wasn't getting in the car at no point in time. You might have heard some other things, but you was not getting in and out of that car without John P. King. And you know, the words to the song are still just as touching, but they have the same deep meaning, but I understand it all to be different. If that makes sense, when he
yes.
says it. It's me, oh Lord, standing here. It's me, God. You know, again, I'm just having my daily conversation with the Creator. When I say I'm standing in the need of prayer, my prayer now is I just need to feel as though that which I've said to you, God, that you heard. So that's my prayer. I don't need to see any fireworks behind it. But when I pray or when I talk to you, which is the same, I need, as long as I understand that you heard me, or again, because of my belief, when I believe you heard me, then that's me standing in the need of prayer. So again, those words are still just as powerful. They just take a different meaning to me now. Hold on one second, brother, before you come in on that, because I think we've got Sister Sunshine out of Florida. Is that you, sister?
Yes, it is. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, good evening, sister. Yeah. How
good
you doing?
Evening.
Hi.
How was your day today?
My day was fine, thank you. Very restful. How was yours?
Okay, good. Every day is a good day. I try to stay very busy, but I'm blessed that the Creator has allowed me the necessary skills to stay busy. Just before we acknowledge you in, I was just we played a different opening track tonight, and I was just saying that, you know, the words are just as powerful, they're just as soothing, they just mean a little something different to me now. So how was your day, Brother Messenger?
Every day just keeps getting better and better, my brother. Better and better.
I hear you. Sometimes when you at that point where you when you understand it's going to be what it's going to be, and sometimes you look back and what it is, it really ain't that bad. If you sit back and just and smell the roses, it really ain't that bad. It's just that we have to just in whatever way we see fit, just have to be a little more diligent as we try to explain to people their direct connect with this entity we call the Creator. Okay. All right. I'm making sure my microphone's still on. Can we still be heard?
Yes, we can.
Okay, usually we biting at the bit for microphone time. Hey, but also before the messenger gets started, before you kick it in the gear, I want to let everybody know. Last night I said we're probably going to change the recording time for the messenger. As of right now, we're going to stay at 11 p.m. Until we work out some other issues. So messenger's time still stays 11 on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight we're doing a modified show for a half hour. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn this microphone over to the messenger and hear what it is that we should be listening to. Brother Messenger.
Oh, good evening to each and every one of you. I just want to say that song that you brought up with John P. Key, one of the things, if we continue to focus on who we are, a lot of the old spiritual songs and hymns, if you listen to the words and apply the words accordingly, they're more powerful than any sermon that you can hear. Because those songs are actually telling you how to get in tune with God. And they come with much more because they come with real feeling when they're singing them. It's just that they're not getting to the core, even though the song actually tells them. And this is part of what the problem is. Even when reading the Bible tells us a lot of things, but we look at it from a simplistic view instead of an actual view for us to dive into. And if we were to just take time and really hear what it is that we're singing and that we're saying, it's so simple. It's right before our eyes. And I'll give you an example. One of the things that we do in the church that I attend periodically is there's this song where when it's time to greet everyone in the church, they play this song that says, "The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you." Now, that's powerful right there. And if we recognize that Jesus, and when I say Jesus, that's the same as God. The Jesus, the God in me, is the same as the Jesus and the God in you. And we have to understand that we do not have any being, regardless to what it is that some people want to twist words and say, without God, there is no us. There is no us. So if there is no us without God, and we can only be who we are with God, who are we? I mean, I look at that, and it just seems so simple to me. And I don't know if it's just me, but it just seems so simple. If God was to take the breath of life from you, you die. Are we in agreement with that? If God takes the breath of life from you, you die.
Yep.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And if he puts the breath back in you, you live again.
Okay.
So now you have to ask yourself, who are you? And once again, remember, I've always told us, we've got to stop looking in the mirror and what we see, think that that's who we are. Because we all know that this body eventually is going to the ground or whatever way you want to dispose of it. But this body will soon give out. But you, yourself, can never die. Because you technically are, if it's only God's breath that keeps you alive, how can you be anything but that? So it tells us that this body of ours is a temple for God. So it is God that resides in us, and God is light. Who are we? And this is one of the things that we've got to really, and people like to take what I'm saying to make it seem as if I'm trying to belittle God in any way, and that's not what I'm doing. What I'm trying to get us to understand is how we need to lift ourselves up and understand exactly who we are. And I'm not saying anything different than what's been written in the Bible, what's been written in the Quran, what's been written inside the Torah. All of these things, they tell us this, but we still think so little of ourselves that we don't grasp what it's really telling us. We rather sit back and wait for somebody to explain it to us when God has given us the own intellect that we can decipher this ourselves. God has given us all the spirit of discernment. We just have to learn how to use it. God has given us all the spirit of prophecy. We just have to learn how to use it. There is through God that strengthens us. And the reason there's nothing that we can't do is because of who we are. We just have to come to know and believe that that's who we are, and we can do all things. And just with our listeners on here today, who is it among us can remember a time that they did something that they know without a shadow of a doubt they could not have done that on their own?
I'm definitely one.
Often.
Yes.
And when you did it and you looked around, who did you see?
Nobody.
Myself.
Right.
You
myself.
Just saw yourself, right. You saw yourself, but you saw yourself being able to do it, and that's because of the God in you. I can do all things through God that strengthens me. Christ that strengthens me.
You know what, Brother Messenger? Again, just because this is a real world today's ministry, I can't make this up. Just before we got on the podcast tonight, you know, I have little negative conversations, for lack of a better phrase, with a lot of people, not a lot, but few of my mail handlers at work. And they just raised one of the little racial issues that came up about a month or two ago. And really, just before we got on, my post to them was, again, that was some silly ass stuff that y'all talked about. But listen, that was yesterday. Let's hope tomorrow is better. That's already done. Let's leave it alone and move forward. And again, about a week or two ago, I would have been sitting here ready to get into full racial combat. Verbal volleyball with them. But again, I just showing where it's okay, that happened. We know what you meant. Let it go. Now, you keep talking about it, it just keeps it fresh in people's mind. But trust me, no matter how much you talk about what it was that happened, everybody knows what you meant to do. So leave it alone. If they're not talking about it, why are you still talking about it? So again, that just shows me, my growth, and me as a person, because, you know, there are some times where I'm not going to say I look to get the negative verbal situation started, but I must say I enjoy it. I used to enjoy it. And sometimes I still do. Sometimes I still do, but I'm moving away from that. And it's just so funny. Just tonight, just before we started what we were doing, that was my post to my mail handlers in the office. Man, listen. That already happened. Let's let it go. We know what you meant. So let's just hope tomorrow's a better day. But let's move forward, because that milk is already spilt. And I hope they receive that just as I mean it, because, again, I won't respond to it anymore. I just want to let it go. You stepped out there. You were wrong. You got put on blast. Just let it go, unless you want to apologize.
And that's what it is. And that's what it is within her spirit. Something's confirming to her that, well, whoever it was, that they were wrong. And so because they want to be disobedient, they still want to bring it up because it's their way of trying to either justify it or find a way, because of our proudness that we have, that we sometimes we think too highly of ourselves in the wrong way. And because of that, we look for another way instead of just saying, I'm sorry. Instead of just saying, I'm sorry, they rather go all the way around the corner and down the street to come back rather than just say, I'm sorry. And as you say, let it go and keep moving on.
Man,
a wrong was done. A wrong was done. Let's admit it and let's try to move on. And honestly, believe it or not, with relationships as well. Nobody is ideal to their mate. There's always going to be some kind of disagreement. But you got to be able to disagree, but still continue in that loving way. Just because we do not agree with each other does not make everything all chaotic. Because we have to understand that path that one person that you chose to be your mate might not be the same path for you. But if you guys are able to walk together and disagree, but then still be able to come back together, because we got to remember, this is what it's all about. In spite of everything, it's about love. Loving one another. And love, as we spoke about last night, love hides a multitude of faults. No matter how wrong you may be, but because I love you and I understand, maybe I was wrong. Or maybe you were wrong, but then we got it and now we're moving on. We have to get past things instead of keep holding on. Even in the Bible tells you, even though it's not true, but it's something for you to look at, it says revenge belongs to the Lord. And all that really is saying is don't you revenge against anybody. Let God do it. And God's not getting no revenge against anybody because he has nothing to be revengeful for. But if you just turn it over to him and forget about it and move on, then you're going to be all right. Your day is going to be all right. Think about the days that we spend wasted where we could have had a really good day, but we really spent that day mad at somebody else. And that somebody else that we're mad at is somewhere having a good time, but we're having a bad time because we're holding on to something that truthfully don't mean anything to us, really, after we really look at it. Maybe at the moment it upset us, but if you move on a day or two, you have to ask yourself, why did I waste my time with that? We've got to learn how to move on with things, and since we're speaking on relationships, we even have to learn how to move on with relationships. If relationships, because everything wasn't meant to be always and forever. The only thing that was meant to be always and forever is love. But that does not mean because me and a mate started on this journey together, that does not mean that we have to end this journey together. We can part and go our separate ways. As long as we can part and go our separate ways in love, this is what it's all about. We can't go our separate ways in hate. We've got to understand this, and this is one of the things that I have, and don't get me wrong, is Nurse Karma here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Let me be careful what I'm saying, but anyway.
Well, I love you.
Okay. I mean, we're not taking
us.
We ain't taking us to Wednesday night. We're not taking us to Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. All right. But with marriage is a beautiful thing, and I'm not saying that it's not something that shouldn't be done, but we've got to understand that isn't the end all of everything. But they've got us to believe, unless you find that one person and you go down and get it approved by man, that it's not official and it's not okay. But the word says whoever God has joined together. And you don't need approval from anybody else as long as God has joined you together. But because of the status that has been surrounded and built up that it is mandatory for one to do, a lot of women and men feel that their life isn't complete unless they find that person that they can go get married to. And 95% of the time, when they do that, it never goes the full term. But don't get me wrong, I am not saying it's not okay to marry. It's a beautiful thing. I'm just saying, once again, that it's just not a mandatory thing of God. God would rather have two people living and loving together, and then when that time comes, they go their way, as long as they go in love, rather than some people getting married under the ceremony, because then technically, if you look at it, you're doing nothing but lying, because you sit up there, you take a vow, so death do you part. But it's really not to death do you part. It's to you just make me mad enough and I can't take it no more. So
it's death to, it's death do you part, or I'm going to kill you?
In order for me to keep my vow, somebody's going to have to die. Instead of somebody just moving on happily, and I move on happily, and we all just happy. And let me say this one more time, because I don't want no calls later on. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with marriage. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I just think that we've got it with the changing of the way that we look at things. We can't continue to look at these old stereotypes and stuff that have been put in place for us to follow when we don't need to follow that. We need to follow our own heart and let our own heart and conscience be our guide. Not some foundation that somebody else has laid before us. We are here to create our own life, to live it as we choose. And we can't do that if we're following behind what other people have told us is necessary to do. Now, there are some people that have been together for 50, 60 years, and that's fine. But if you think about the majority of the people that you've known who wanted to fulfill customary practices by getting married, where are they now as far as with the marriage? And once again, I'm not saying that it don't work for some people. I got to keep harping on that, okay? I'm not saying it don't work, but I just want us to be able to look at things from a different perspective instead of that same perspective that people have been drilling into everybody year after year, generation after generation, and we keep getting the same results. What's the definition of stupidity?
Doing the same thing, expecting something different to happen.
Expecting something different to happen. Doing the exact same thing. And we've got enough cases on record. As a matter of fact, I think we have more cases on record to prove against it than we do to solidify it. But I will say one more time, I am not saying that's not necessary, that you can't do that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if you're going to do it because it is something that you truly want to do, not because you're doing it because you feel that this is what is expected of you. What is expected of you is within yourself, what you expect, what you want, not based on what other people are saying. And if you really think about us, all of us, we live 60% of our life doing and trying to satisfy and get the approvals of everybody else but ourselves. Even sometime in the clothes that we buy clothes based on what other people are going to think about them or how other people are going to think we look in them. Even to that degree, this is something that we're doing instead of what it is that makes us feel good. And we have to understand that this is what it's really all about, because we are creating a life for ourselves. And as I create this life for myself, if someone enjoys this part of life and they want to be a part of it, that's fine. But it should not change you making the best life you can for yourself.
Hey, my brother, listen, we're coming down to the 5 minutes mark again, because this is only a half hour show today. Again, I appreciate hearing the word. But before we sign off today, I'd like to give a belated happy birthday to a black man that I admire. I follow his readings, and I'm just always infatuated by his teachings. And that's none other than Brother Malcolm X. In fact, on a yearly basis, I'd rather celebrate his birthday. I mean, as a sign of remembrance or admiration, before I even celebrate my own birthday. So I want to take a minute or two and say I give nothing but sincere love, appreciation for the Creator letting that messenger even walk amongst us. His teachings, I think, are still profound. Still very, very not fully understood by popular society. But he was one who taught, again, he had a sincere preference to his own people. He wasn't anti anything. He was just more pro black America. But he taught Americans, again, how to stand with pride, how to feel good about yourself, how to love. And again, his message was love. And he used to always say, I cannot love you until I learn to love myself. We must have love for ourselves before we can have love for anybody else. So I just wanted to give a shout out and an acknowledgement to the brother Malcolm X. Again, he may not be here in the physical, but his presence is very, very clear in my life. So, with that being said, let's go around the horns and let's say our goodbyes. We're going to start with you, Sister Terry.
I'd like to ask the messenger to revisit this topic again soon. There's more that I want to know about, actually. And thank you for sharing your message, and everybody have a blessed night.
Okay, Sister Hollywood. Sister Sunshine.
Oh.
See, I didn't say your name. This is Sunshine. I went with Hollywood. See,
good night, everyone. Thank you for the message.
I started talking about Malcolm X and got totally discombobulated.
It's okay.
All right.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for the message tonight.
Bless you.
Go ahead, Sister Carmen. Nurse Carmen.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I did want to thank you. That was very nice what you said. And love you guys. Good night, everybody.
Okay. All right. Brother Messer, go ahead and take us home.
All right. Well, I just want to say once again, I am not saying that marriage isn't a good thing. All right? Everybody got that on record?
Not at all, my brother. Not at all.
And to the sister, this is one of the things, anytime we are having our podcast, any kind of questions, you bring it to the group. And maybe if I don't have an answer, we've got enough messengers that are listening that might have an answer for you. So I encourage everyone, any kind of questions that you might have, that you would speak up and ask them so that we can discuss it and allow God to use us to answer it so that we can set the pathway straight moving forward. And on that note, I thank each and every one of you. I pray that we all continue to strive to understand who we are. Love you all.
Hey, this is Ken Hines again from Hines to Hines Podcast Radio. Shutting down the radio podcast for the night to the lovely voice of my mom. She can sing the song for me all day, every day. Sing your song, Mother Mac. Hey, that's good night from the messenger.
You,
have a nice evening, everyone.
You too, my brother. Bless you.
Bless everybody.